you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, Bi Brigade. Here at Bi Guys, we want you to have amazing sex, which is why I can't wait to tell you about a popular sexual enhancer, the Promescent Delay Spray, that's been used by over a million men and is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing a little too soon. No prescriptions, no mess, no pesky subscriptions required. Just better sex, guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. Everybody at the office has been trying out Promescent. It has rave reviews. It's easy to use. People lasted longer and a little more confidence heading into the bedroom. So you can see what the buzz is about for yourself and grab a bottle along with all your sexual wellness products, from specifically formulated arousal gels to supplements and more in one trusted spot that ships fast and discreet. So go to Promescent.com with no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So once more, all you got to do is go to Promescent.com, that's Promescent.com, and they've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. Try it out. Let's get back into the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own Bi Guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Bi Guys. Bi Guys. Bi Guys.
Bi Guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
Hell yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another titillating episode of Bi Guys with Zach and Ian. I'm feeling right, and I rode my bike, and
you've been a sweaty animal. Both days, yesterday and today, you come in, you're soaked, and then you take your shirt off and put it on Eric's chair.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Eric. My bad. Well, you know, it took me 10 minutes from my doorstep to get here yesterday on my bike. That's a new record. It was awesome.
That's actually wonderful.
Yes. I have to get to places early so I can sweat it off. You ride shirtless, right, Ari?
I sometimes ride shirtless or as soon as I get off, but because the sweat really starts as soon as you stop.
Yeah.
Pull off the shirt.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, I'll ride shirtless too if I'm in the sun.
Totally.
Try to get that fucking boss face tan.
I mean, it's like 98 degrees right now.
You're going to ruin a shirt.
Yes, totally. You got to put it on Eric's chair.
Then you come in here, the air conditioner's pumping.
Yeah.
Catch a cold.
Yeah.
All right, you know what? I take back my complaint. You're right.
Yes. Hell yeah.
You're doing you, and you're living a good life.
Yes.
Good for you, buddy.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Did you just shit naked, right?
I shit without a shirt on.
But yeah, that's naked shitting.
I keep my pants on, yeah.
You should go full naked.
I should. One time I got a leg tattoo and it was rubbing on my jeans, so I rode my bike in my underwear home.
I mean, there's no reason not to do that if you're talking about sweat.
Yeah, thank
keep
you.
Doing that.
Thank you. That's right.
When I the second or third time I got my dick ring stretched, I found out.
Welcome to the show, Ari.
That I walk into Subway turnstiles dick first.
Oh, really? And you killed it?
And I had just gotten a stretch. And I was with my buddy Josh, and we went for a drink after, and he made me laugh. And I think I stretched it from, like, maybe a 6 to a 4 that time.
What does that mean? Show the hole.
Bring up a 6-gauge ring and a 4-gauge captive bead ring.
6 is bigger or smaller?
A 4 is smaller than a 6. A 4 is bigger than a 6. Most earrings you would see, like a little earring, that would be like a 14 or a 12.
Oh, and
then it gets smaller, and then it goes into gauges.
Why?
So I think I got it from a 6 to a 4. I went to a shop. I was with my buddy Josh Potter. He made me laugh, and just one. Yeah. So that would be a 6, right?
Yeah. Wait, you put...
So, and he made me laugh, and one little tear of blood came out my dick, like a fucking Virgin Mary painting. And I was like, I gotta
like
go home.
Like a convict with a tear tattoo.
And I went to go to the subway, and I walked dick first into the thing, and fell and cried.
You just push up against it.
It went. It just went bong. And
so that happened to me yesterday. I was getting off my bike, and my ball sack hit my bike speaker, and I had ska playing. And I was like,
That's because you're 55.
I know. I am. And also, I've been racing people that don't know we're racing, and I win every time. It fucking rules.
On bikes or?
On bikes.
Because you should just pick people walking. That would be easier.
No. I pick people biking ahead of me, and it's fucking...
I'm crushing you.
Yeah. I'm crushing you, but in such a more pathetic way.
I had a, what's it called, surgery when you can't have a vasectomy. Yeah. And the same thing. It was like, I was just coming to the club, seeing Luis Gomez, to be honest. It was like, I was so worried about him ball tapping me.
Oh, Christ.
Did you have to, like, put anything in your urethra, or just...
No, they just cut it open, soldered something, and then...
How long could you go without coming?
Oh, they said a couple days and then condom after.
Jesus. I was going to get a vasectomy.
Yeah.
And I went, and then I have chronic epididymitis, and that popped up, and they're like, we can't do the vasectomy till this is, and I was like, it's a sign from God. I shouldn't get it. And
what is that?
What? Epididymitis? Yeah. Your epididymis swells.
What is that?
The epididymis is a tubing that connects your testicle to your urethra that has a sperm travel.
Urethra? That's a chick term.
If you touch the top of your testicle, you feel kind of like a slinky type spiral thing, okay. And that's your epididymis. And mine, it just gets like swollen and fucked up. I have to get steroid shots in my spine every couple months.
For your epididymis?
Yeah.
Or for another thing?
For the pain.
Damn.
Because it's so like bad. Like, it got to the point where I had to, like, sit down, at, like, walking because it was, like, so painful. So I took that as a sign of, like, don't get the vasectomy. But when I was there for the consultation, they were like, you have to not ejaculate or touch your penis. A man jerked off within 24 hours of getting his vasectomy, and his testicles swelled to the size of, like, a softball.
Oh, really?
And like, he couldn't get erection. It was, like, a terrible ordeal. It scared the fuck out of me.
I forgot what they told me, but I definitely did not feel like jerking off right afterwards.
Right. Like, you have to have a chronic problem
to
masturbate after surgery on your nutsack.
Yeah. Yeah. When it's all sore and tender.
Yeah.
And there's other ways.
Did they put you completely out for it?
Yes. Nope. They did not. They gave me liquid Valium. And they just like put like a fencing above your, so like you lay down, so you can just feel pushing. But you don't know what's happening in there. And then the doctor pops his head up. Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he's just sucking your dick the whole time. I was getting you one last good one.
Yeah. You doing okay? Because I'm doing great.
I'm doing great. I love my job.
Yeah.
you might want to save that.
So wait,
this is your last real load. You want this somewhere? Why what?
The vasectomy. Oh, yeah. Also, Ari Shaffir's our guest.
Yeah. Hello, Ari Shaffir.
Hello, Ari.
How you guys doing? Because, hey. You know, I fucking take chances.
Yeah?
Too many chances.
You think you'll reverse it?
No, you can't reverse it.
Everyone's
can. It's like 30% reversible.
I thought it was like 98%.
No, it is not. It's possible to reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like this is just a fucking stopgap, change whatever you want. It's 100% not that.
Right.
30% reversible.
Damn.
So you got to assume it's not reversible. And no, I have no interest in reversing it. It was a permanent procedure.
Are you like adamant about, are you like a champion of vasectomies? Like other men should get vasectomies as a form of birth control?
Yeah, I mean, do what you want if you don't want kids. My doctor was like, I was like, should I freeze my sperm? It's like, I thought you said you didn't want kids. I'm like, I don't. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about then?
Right.
I'm like, yeah, all right, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know. Should I get a woman pregnant now? Just
he just asked like, how old are you? And I was like, whatever I was, 40 something. And he was like, and you're sure about this? I was like, yeah. He goes, then good. Let's go. How's next Thursday?
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
Had you been thinking about it for years?
Yeah, years. I had a joke about it in my last special. So I was like, and I could have rewritten it, but the joke was, I'm about 8 minutes away from getting a vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, I can't do that if I've already gotten one. Could have easily rewritten it. But I was like, as soon as the special was done, I was like, okay, no reason not to get one now.
Dude, women love the idea of men getting vasectomies.
Blow loads, dude.
They
has a girl ever not believed you?
Yeah, one girl got mad at me. She's like, you have to ask before doing that. I was like, I had a vasectomy. She was like, yeah, you're saying that.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten the same thing where it's like, no, I'm clean. I'm like, you're just, when's the last time you
got have men ever gotten women pregnant from, with a vasectomy? Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yes. Fuck ups.
Crazy.
Yeah.
My cousin got pregnant on the pill.
Really?
Insane.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a girl tell me she couldn't have kids.
That's a common lie.
And
I can't have kids.
Not only was she was the kind, you know, the kind of bitch. You know, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. The kind of girl who on Mother's Day has to make a post that's like, not all women are able to have kids. And this is a very triggering, horrible day for me. Please keep your Mother's Day post to yourself.
Oh, are you kidding?
You just don't go online, you dippy bro. Oh my
God, so dramatic. But also, like, but some women do have mothers.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah, right. Yeah. Or the girl's like, I'm not able to, you know, have kids. It's a very terrible day for me. That girl, the entire, you know, blow loads in me. I can't have kids.
Oh, no.
About a year and a half after I saw her,
oh, no.
Baby pictures.
Wow.
And I was like, I was
yeah.
So close.
I wrote to some chick on Instagram in like Indianapolis, and I was like, wait, like you see, like, I'm like, you said you couldn't have kids.
Right.
And I think a lot of them were like, I guess I just haven't yet.
Yes. So they're oh, I haven't gotten pregnant. I've got loads busted in me before. I haven't gotten pregnant. I guess I'm barren. I can't have kids.
But my thing is, my friend did this. And he was like, I didn't think I'd get my girlfriend pregnant. I'm like, why? It's like, because I blew loads in her and it never happened. So I just thought it was safe. I was like, right. But the first load you blew in her was a chance, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like, right away you could have gotten her pregnant.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
So many, that's why.
I mean, I know why. It's dude, so much more fun.
Well, no. I mean, like knowing that you could get them pregnant though. Like, isn't that, I don't understand how that doesn't deter men from coming in women. The fear of like having kids.
I fucked a chick in Nashville and I asked, I was trying to do due diligence. So I was like, hey, do you have anything? When's the last time you got tested? And then like, if the worst should happen, I'll pull out. But if the worst should happen, like you'd get a.
Right.
And one of them was like, no, I would never have an abortion. I was like, fuck. Well, okay. And I still fucked her without a condom for just at least a second. I got to get it in there.
You got to know.
Wow. What a fucking, you got to know what it feels. If you don't get one clean stroke in.
Yeah.
It's not really sex.
Yeah, but also, you're not going to get her pregnant on one clean stroke.
Maybe, unless you get pre-cum, or unless you like, we got one stroke, maybe we'll get two.
Can you get pregnant from pre-cum?
Definitely.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah, I think the science says you can. I Uh-oh. Understand why you wouldn't believe it, but...
Uh-oh.
Don't worry, Ian. Guys can't get pregnant.
Let's don't get pregnant.
Fuck. Is this a crime? God damn it.
What? Oh, I don't know.
Have you ever broken a condom and busted inside a chick by accident?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever tried to hide the evidence?
What do you mean? Like pull what, the like shiz scoop it out?
No, I went many, many years. This is college, Zach.
Yeah.
Zach scooping it out like Winnie Pooh in a honey jar.
This is when Zach was in the ROTC. Smelled.
Yeah. Also, just to say, I think where we're at right now, it would be more of a crime when you go, she's the kind of bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people would be way more upset at that.
You know what I mean, though?
Oh, yeah.
No, I in college, it was a dark dorm room, and I slept with this Mexican chick.
You're talking about
and then
pussy.
I go to the bathroom after I came. And the condom was so shredded, it looked like, you know, the bad guy in RoboCop that melts and gets hit by the car? That's what my dick just was like, and it was just pieces shredded of condom hanging off of it.
Oh, God.
But you can't feel it right away. You just suddenly go like, oh, that feels good. Really
I was like,
good.
Oh, I think I'm coming, you know, oh, yeah. I'm coming. But I knew I was one of like three guys that girl was sleeping with.
Whoa.
Oh, so I'm like, no. I'm going to fucking roll the dice on this.
If she gets pregnant, what would she be most likely to blame it on you or different guy?
Someone who she wants to have a baby with.
Even if it was your kid, it's like you blame it on another.
Yeah.
Dude, that happened the other night.
That's a good dice roll.
I had a condom on and it broke. And I was like, this feels really good for some reason.
Yeah.
And then I pulled out. I was like, thank God I didn't fucking come. But then it was like, well, you're clean, right? I'm clean. I was like, okay, no more
She was
condom.
Like, no.
Yeah,
no.
She was like, no.
I'm disgusting.
I'm fucking you. Right now.
Yeah. I have hep C.
Have you ever had a girl tell you, or guy, by guys, or that she's like, that they're like, I have herpes. I haven't had an outbreak in a while.
No, never.
I have had that.
Really?
Yeah. One time, it was a chick on Tinder. Was kind of chubby, a little out of my age, pretty, but like chubbed out a little bit. And I was like, I don't know. But she was like putting it out there. And then I was trying to get some other girl, this girl Jade, to come over. And then and then like she wasn't responding. I'm like, fuck. And then I was horned up. So right then the other chick, the fat chick, kind of texted me. It was like, hey, I'm in your neighborhood. And I was like, fuck. All right. Yeah, come on over.
Yes.
And then she got and said, hey, I have herpes. Just so you know, I haven't had an outbreak in a long time.
I have herpes and I'm fat?
Yeah. So Wolf. It was already right there.
It's my autobiography.
And I'm fat, with capital A-N-D. And then right then, the first chick, Jay, texted me. He was like, hey, yeah, I can come over. And I was like, oh, so I definitely want to trade up. And that herpes was perfect. I was like, well, let me think about this.
Yes.
I can't think about this right now because I'm all horned up. So you should go. Let me think if I want to do this. She goes, no guy's ever turned me down for this. I'm like, I know, but I should think about this when I don't have a boner.
Yeah.
And the other chick came over in like 15 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
Winner.
I had sex with a girl years ago that had
Congratulations, Ian.
Thank you. That had Hep C.
Hepatitis C. That's the tattoo disease?
Heroin.
Heroin disease.
Oh yeah, that'll do it.
I met her. I was going to AA in Delaware, and I would go to these meetings, and this girl and another girl would talk behind me so loud, and I turn around and be like, "Shh." So she,
I'm trying to hear the pain and suffering of this person.
So
talking.
So her and her friends called me the shusher.
Nice.
And so I ended up going to her place, and she talked like this, and she was blowing me, and she pulls my dick out, and goes, "I can't believe I'm sucking the shusher's cock." And then she fucked me, and she had to stop. She goes, "I gotta stop. My knees, the heroin." And I was like, "Oh God!" She had like joint pain from the heroin.
Wow.
Yeah. It was in a dark place. Condom, definitely.
That's a condom.
Definitely a condom. But I didn't know
anyone you meet at AA. That's a condom.
Totally, without a doubt.
Unless they're like, "I don't have one," then you're like, oh, "Okay."
Well, I didn't know how to like ask about STDs.
We need to wear a condom. I don't have one. All right.
All right.
Well,
then I won't.
Hey, I tried.
Yeah.
I put it out in the universe.
That's God.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you can fucking tell an AA chick it's God's will. You're like, hell yeah.
I believe in a higher power.
Yeah. I never knew how to have the conversation about STDs.
It's a hard one.
It's really tough, but you have to have it. It's very important.
Do you have anything I should know about? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I didn't know, in my younger years, I would have sex, and afterwards I go, hey, I just have to let you know I have herpes. And they go, what? And I go, just kidding, I'm clean. Are you? And that was like how I would.
It's a tough one because Luis Gomez told me this once, and I was like, I had chlamydia, and I had to tell, and maybe, no, you know what, I had a herpes scare.
What?
Yeah, is that or chlamydia?
What's a herpes scare?
Okay, I had a tear on the head of my dick, and it looked like herpes. Yes. Pete Lee was like, nah, man, you just fucked. And
did I
was
you show like, Pete?
I told him what it was. And he goes, I know what that is. And I was like, I did just have anal sex. Looked it up. It was, it was from getting it out. Just kind of pulled when it came out. Went to the doctor. Goes, no, it's not herpes. You're good. Mm-hmm. But I was positive I had it. So I'm like, I got to make some phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And Lewis is like, no, you don't. And I'm like, why? Well, you have to. It's the responsible thing. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to spread it. And he goes, Ari, in all the years you've been having sex, has any woman ever called you and said, just so you know, I have chlamydia, herpes, any STD. And I was like, no. He goes, do you think no woman you've ever had sex with has gotten, within a year after you had sex with them, any disease? And I'm like, no, for sure they have. I'm like, and then you haven't gotten a single phone call. So they're not calling.
Why would you get a phone call if you haven't had any signs? Right?
Because if they have, let's say I had sex with them a month ago.
Right. And then they fuck somebody
else. And then today,
and
they're like, oh, I have this outbreak.
But they don't know the timeline.
You don't know when it came from. You have to call everybody.
Right.
Like, hey, you might have something. You might not have symptoms.
Oh, that's the worst.
I've had girls that were friends call each other to rat the other one out on me.
What?
Explain. What do you mean?
I was sleeping with two girls who were friends.
Hell yeah.
And the one called to tattle on the other for having genital warts.
Genital warts was a big one. That's a tough call.
And did not get it. Don't know how I missed that one. And then, but that same girl was, that girl, this is before everyone knew everyone had HPV.
Yeah, right. When it was like a death sentence still.
I
can't believe this. And you're like,
I got the crying, screaming phone call.
Oh, Christ.
That I have HPV.
I'm ruined now forever.
And she called me to tell me she gave it to me. And then my buddy, my Pakistani friend Bossum had sex with her. And she told him I gave it to her, and he freaked out on me. So she was just
you. She like, well,
just
gave it to me.
She just kept like she kept blaming the next, the previous
giving
person
it to people, and then like
for the next. I played in a band. This chick, I think, that's blamed funny. Every single band from the time that's before.
Funny. That's funny.
But yeah, she called like scratch. She was like, "I'm gonna have cancer and this and then because I used."
Oh
to
yeah, you're gonna get cancer. Yeah, if you get it. Yeah, yeah. But that's cervical if you just cancer. Don't treat it for years.
Yeah,
right.
But
right.
they're like, I might not be able to have kids. And
well,
like,
what's the thing about herpes? It's like if you don't treat it, it's going to be terrible. But you yeah. can totally live with herpes, whatever, whatever. I mean, like, dude, so many STDs exist in the gay community because now that they have PrEP, they're like, who gives
PrEP
a fuck? I was talking to my gay friend the other night, and he's like,
you don't have to point at me when you say it.
I was sitting next to my gay friend the other right now, and I was like, he's like, oh, I'm going to LA, and I'm so excited. So many gays, so little time. And I go, well, hey, man, wrap it up. And he goes, or I could just not and not care. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
When Mateo, I had Mateo on my podcast, Skeptic Tank, and we were talking at a barbecue, and he was like, this is what got me. I was like, I got to know what gay is like now. Because I knew what gay was like in college.
Right.
But with PrEP, it changed. He's like, I let guys with full HIV blast in my ass. I don't care. And I'm like, wait, what? He goes,
insane.
That PrEP is a like force field. It's
insane.
Not getting through.
And guys will be like, I only fuck raw. And you're like, sorry, I only use condoms. They're like, well, stop talking to me.
Right, right. Like, oh, yeah, guys, because you can get laid if you're a dude. There's plenty of other guys in the city.
Totally.
Yeah, in this bar.
You throw so much shit at the wall and it all sticks.
Yeah. It's like, you're not my type. No thanks, son.
Yeah. I mean, that's insane to let a guy with age. But also at the same time, it's like.
Believe in the PrEP. Believe in the work.
I mean, would you do that?
Yeah. The best is now every woman has been vaccinated for HPV. Not my age, but like the younger ones. So they're like, hey, I have HPV, and they're like, oh, well, I'm immune. And you're like, damn, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. When you say like, because I really want to know if they have herpes or AIDS, but nobody has AIDS. So like, you go like, hey, so let's talk about STD. Like, you know, like I have had HPV and I had genital warts in the past.
Right.
So you're letting them, you're giving them something
right.
so that they don't feel so embarrassed that they wouldn't say,
right.
All right. So like, please say it if you have something.
Yeah. But when do you have that conversation? Right before you're about to throw
if
it
it's
in?
Like, no, because that's the wrong time, because you're going to do it regardless. If you're like texting, setting it up, you know, flirt texting.
Oh, you do it
over
flirt,
that.
Over text?
Like, hey, so it looks like we're doing this. I'm coming next week. Like, hey, you know.
Are you talking about travel?
Know about it? Or anywhere. Or it's like coming over tomorrow.
I think it
like,
makes sense because it gives you responsible points.
Yes. And it's like, I would share with you.
Yeah.
Here I am sharing with you. And they're like, cool. That doesn't matter. Do you have chlamydia now? I'm like, no, it's gone. I'm like, okay. Thank you for telling me. I appreciate that.
Oh, so you wouldn't wait till you're like at the
no,
coffee
No, one
shop,
time in Bonnaroo, I was
like
fucking a chick
on the
RV.
Couch.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, just so you know, I've had genital warts.
Right.
She was like 19, 20 or something. And she was like, oh, thank you. I mean, but thank you for telling me. That's really nice of you. That's awesome.
Isn't it funny? Like, you do the baseline of being a decent human,
yeah,
and girls are like, you're so nice because so many men are
the
fucking
bar is
trash
just so
bag
low.
Fucking subhumans.
That's Adrian Appalucci's joke about, like, those teachers who fuck their students with chicks. He goes, how terrible are men that these women have to turn to their fucking eighth grade students?
Yeah.
Like, no one in between?
It's crazy. Like, you just do the nicest, like, just a baseline nice thing, and they're like, I've never been treated this well. And you're like, you poor fucking thing.
In most of those teachers' defense, when you see a picture of the kid, it's like when you see a picture of The Rock in high school and he looks older than he does now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's always got like a full mustache and he looks like he has like a lunchbox to go to work.
Dude, did you hear about the kid that had an affair with his teacher?
Fair enough. If I were you, I'd fuck that guy too.
Yeah.
This kid had an affair with his teacher, and how they got found out was he told people because she gave such bad head.
Oh, he told on us.
He ratted himself out and was like,
does that mean he's getting other head to compare it to something?
I don't know, man, but that's fucking wild.
That's probably why she has to resort to fucking grade schoolers.
Yeah.
Everyone else like, oh, no.
Yeah. She's like, well, these people won't tell.
The old fucking wood chipper over here.
Yeah. Fucking old shop class in the mouth.
Let me eat your dick. Like, what?
Yeah.
No.
Ew, no, stop it. I'm 14 and I know you shouldn't do that.
When I was in high school, there was a girl probably a few years younger than me whose mom used to message me on MySpace.
Oh, no.
And she was a rock band photographer.
Oh, God.
And she would message me about how she liked my rock and roll style.
Wow.
And now that I'm an adult, because I remember when, and then she pulled up.
Rock and roll style.
Yeah, it was like that kind of shit. And I remember, and then she pulled up. She pulled up one day in a fucking minivan, and she was so gross, I wouldn't have fucked her then. And I was the horniest boy alive.
Damn.
And now as an adult, when I think about it, I'm like, that lady was grooming me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like your rock and roll style. Exactly. Yeah,
that lady was and her daughter was probably, I think, 3 years younger than me.
I like your rock and roll style.
Grooming is such an interesting term. It's become really bad, but let's think about it out loud here.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you're saying I can't fuck
what
this
I used to say. I mean, there's it was grooming, or you just put a pin in it.
Yeah, exactly. Putting a pin in
it. Put a pin in it.
You put a pin in it. Save that for later. Put it on the docket.
It's like, listen, I'm going to make a brisket, not when I'm already hungry. It's a 7-hour
preparation.
Yeah, you put the pork in the
And I'm sure people are like, but it's a fast day today in Judaism.
Putting
like,
the pork in the crock pot is what I call sex, by the way.
Fuck. Can you groom an adult? Or is that just flirting?
Well, you can, so yeah, you can groom for a breakup, right? You can like put flirts out there.
You definitely, when a girl has a boyfriend, you could go, I'm going to put some feelers out for this, for when this inevitably goes wrong. Right.
But is that grooming, or is that just flirting?
That's legal grooming, because you're not doing with anybody. She could fuck you right then. You'd be like,
right,
not as socially wrong as
right. So grooming only entails when there's like that they're
underage. Illegal. Grooming them for, and then dot dot dot, either when they're of age, when they're single, whatever. Which one's worse?
So then wait, if they're 17 and you're like talking to them, the day they turn 18, it's no longer
or
grooming,
sooner.
It's flirting.
What?
Like, is it grooming just flirting? Or is grooming training them for like later?
Yeah, but
I looked it up, and apparently if it's between two adults, it's like an abuser situation where it's like
an abuser situation.
Like someone who plans, who like builds up trust, and then like that's what grooming would mean.
Oh,
like if you're flirting, it's just called flirting, but like it says the abuser picks a target, builds trust. And then the actual abuse comes later. It's like
abuse comes later. Like no, fucking.
No, but that's abuse. I see what you mean. That's what they accused Manson of.
Yeah.
Grooming went building up trust and,
that he would basically
and,
like,
and then
bring
actually abusing them. But
bring
what
women
about,
out
like,
under the pretense, like the idea that they were gonna like be a model or be in a music video, and then like build this relationship around that, and then do Marilyn Manson-y things.
Yeah.
But what if you're like talking to the person for a while and then like flirting and you're like buds and then eventually you start dating?
I think that's just
that's
flirting.
Not grooming. That's just flirting. Flirting. In that situation, it's not called grooming anymore.
Right? So it's not. But if it's that for a 15-year-old,
then
but you're doing it for when you fuck her when she's 19. Because the 19-year-old stuff wouldn't have a problem. Wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, but when they're young,
except
isn't
for what
that
came before.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be even talking to a young person.
Are you guys thinking groom competition between the three of us?
Yes.
Pick some high schoolers. Let's get down there.
Do it.
Ninth grade only.
Yes.
Let's have a grooming. It's a long-term bet.
Let's go.
$1 for the winner.
I call the line. I like your rock and roll style. That's going to be my line. I'm only going to hit on children with Billy Joel lyrics. Yeah.
Oh, you have a Pink Floyd shirt. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You're not like the other students.
I can learn from you.
Yeah.
So wait,
grooming is only if you like abuse them later.
That's so weird.
If it's between two adults, yeah.
But if you groom the child thing is a real thing, right?
Yeah. Grooming a child is like
isn't that just
building a relationship
straight up abuse?
That leads to an exploitative or abusive relationship with a child. Yeah.
Right. Wait, no. But hold on. But haven't you heard of grooming for when they are adults?
Yeah, that's abuse too, right? Because you're tricking them. Because
you're tricking them early and then it stays. It's like hypnotizing somebody, and then they're giving you consent afterwards. But it's like, nah, you already put the hypnosis in.
Have you ever talked to
a good idea?
Have you ever talked to a guy that's done that?
Groomed?
No,
like hypnotize.
Oh no,
that's talked about. Like, here's how you like hypnotize a woman to sleep with you. It's like I think you're a rapist. Like that's like weird.
What fucking 75-year-old black man?
Well, you're right about that part. Not right about the age, but
just
you're right about the other
train,
part.
Just like, hello, you're getting sleepy.
I take my dick out, wag it back and forth, and go, you're getting sleepy.
You're one of those vortex spinners.
Yeah. It's just a fidget spinner with dicks
on it.
One of
those fidget, like, look at it.
Yeah. No, but he was literally like, you just ask him questions and you listen.
You're having a conversation?
You're having a conversation?
It's like, sir, are you really listening? He's like, no.
Yeah.
Why would you?
I saw a sexual hypnotist.
What?
I saw a show. It was fucking like a cheesy live show. But years ago, my band played this fucking weird convention, and one of the other acts was...
He puts someone to sleep, blows them.
They brought a bunch of people on stage, and wow. They would do, like, you know, make a woman have it, like, they would hypnotize and make a woman have an orgasm, make people have, like, or, like, make two people, like, dirty talk to each other. And then he came out and hung out with us after, because we had a suite, and, like, a bunch of people came and drank with us, and we're like, oh, do that shit. And he's like, I don't know. So that's what I said. I was like, can you make me come with your fucking hip, with your magic?
Right.
Without touching you.
Yeah, I was like, can you make me come in my pussy. Pants? I was like, can you make any? And then he was like, I can't. He goes, I don't really like working with men.
Wow.
And I was like, all right, I don't care.
But can you, though?
Make me come in my pants. Yeah, yeah. And then he tried to do it, and I was like laughing at him because you're not taking this seriously.
Oh, isn't hypnosis one of those things where you got to believe in it?
Yeah, I think you have to give a shit.
There was we used to go to the Comedy Connection in Boston, in Faneuil Hall, and before the Wilbur was built with Rogan, and he said there was some guy the day before we got there, and there was a comedy hypnotist there, and he's like, let's watch a show. This guy's been here since he was in Boston, you know, and so we watch a show, and it was like laughing at it, whatever, people on stage, but you got to be open to it, or the more you've been hypnotized, the more susceptible you are. A door guy way on the left suddenly fell asleep and was just under. And he had these people on stage. Somebody's like, door guy's out. He goes, oh, nice. And so he's like, so he just like guided it to the door guy. He was just like, heard all the words of relaxing. He was under.
God damn.
Yeah.
Or he was a sleepy doorman.
Right. Could have just been like any doorman.
Yeah. That's the doorman.
I've been told I got to get hypnotized to quit smoking.
My buddy did it.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Long term.
Long term. Hasn't smoked.
Yeah, but you gotta wanna not smoke.
Do you? If you don't wanna quit smoking, why would you go get hypnotized to not smoke?
Well, I think I'm getting groomed to quit smoking.
Oh, by a boyfriend or girlfriend?
No, by just like people in general. Just saying, like, it's gross. Slowly tapping it into me that you gotta quit. I think I'm like, when I'm ready, I might go to the hypnotist.
Remember Cat's Eye? That guy quitting smoking from the movie Cat's Eye?
No.
Was it Cat's Eye?
Oh, yeah, it's a Stephen King short.
Yeah. That was a good one.
That's it's. He goes to a service where they're like, "We're gonna follow you around 24 hours a day for the next year. We will know if you smoke."
What?
And it's like a mob. It's like a mob service, basically. Oh my it's God. Fucking awesome.
Goes first offense is like a warning. Second offense, we electrocute your wife, not to death, but really hard in front of you.
Yeah.
Third offense, we rape your daughter.
What?
Yeah, it was like bad. He only got to two offenses. They caught him once, then they did a thing with the wife, and he was like, I'm out.
I mean, I would just give him my
finger.
I'd give him my daughter at the beginning of the day.
Yeah, because then the end is that they meet the executive's wife, and she's missing a finger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd be done by noon.
Rape your wife or rape your kid, something like that. It's like, we know where she lives. Yeah, he's in traffic. He's like, no one's around here. And in the glove compartment, some cigarettes fell out. He goes, and he was like, stop traffic. And he's like, looking around. Nobody's there. He's like... This is, I mean, on the highway. Who's
right.
So he like kneels down and like leans way over in the seat, and then he's like waving away the smoke. And then he an ash hits him, and he comes up, and all because a car honked, like it's moving, you didn't go. He pops up, and freeway's clear. And then to his left, some guy in a convertible is just staring at him,
Jesus
smiling.
Christ.
And he's like, fuck. And he runs home. Too late. They got his wife.
If they are going to rape your wife, can't you be like, can I finish it?
Let me get in there.
Yeah.
She also doesn't fuck me.
Yeah. I meant just finish a cigarette, but that's fine.
Can I get this? Yeah. You got to smoke that down to the filter. You got to really enjoy it.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome.
Hey, fans. Great news. Yo Kratom has just launched Yo Delta. That's right. We've got a Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high this summer. So, if you're over the age of 21 and live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, it's time to stock up and enjoy your summer of Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in weed that can be legally shipped nationwide, and it gets you high. Yo Delta is potent, and if you live in a state where weed's illegal and you're constantly trying to get a hold of your guy and he either wants to hang out and creep out your chick or he needs you to meet you somewhere, it is time to cut that out. Because you can just go to YoDelta.com for high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that'll get you high. They sent us some. We tried them. I did the field research. They work. That's YoDelta.com, and if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, guys. That's promo code GAS at yodelta.com for 25% off your order. Enjoy. Let's get back into the show.
Dude, all right. So wait, which one of these did you want to get into?
I mean, do we don't have a Guess the Butthole, do we?
Or do we have Shirtless Girthless?
We have both, guys.
I mean, so we're looking at, we got about a half an hour left. I think Ari would enjoy a little Guess the Butthole.
I'd love to play Guess the Butthole. Also, I'd like to bring in to you, the Luis Gomez got a package, Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
From, what is it?
I don't know. It's for a guy in San Diego.
At, should we open it?
In San Diego, California, 921. Yeah, I'm 100% we should open it.
Yeah, so let's get Ari a knife in here so we can open up Luis's package.
Uh-huh. But in the meantime.
And let's play a little Guess the Butthole.
Guess the Butthole.
Can we do a little Guess the Butthole and then a Shirtless Girthless?
Yeah, let's give Ari the full experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Guess the butthole. Is it man? Is it woman? Wow. Is it trans? Oh. Do you see how wide it spans? Time to guess the butthole.
Who wrote that song?
Frank and Alex, our former booth people.
That's great, right?
Yeah.
So this is Guess the Butthole, okay. And we are going to look at close-up pictures of buttholes.
Ooh, this is
going to
look like a moon landing.
And exactly, and we're going to guess whether that butthole belongs to a cis man, a cis woman, or some type of trans thing.
Yeah. Some sort of figuring it out.
Something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think Ellen Page... Remember when she was super mad about people not respecting her homosexuality?
Right. Yeah.
Do you think now she apologizes to those people because she's like, I'm not homosexual, turns out. I'm just a straight dude.
Yeah, it turns out I loves pussy.
Yeah. I think she owed people an apology.
Totally.
Yeah, didn't she get mad at Brian Singer? Well, she was one of the people that came out against Brian Singer,
probably.
Right?
Where's your apology?
Yeah.
What, for being homophobic?
Yeah, for saying crazy shit. But I think Brian Singer's also...
He likes to
pretty
fuck
notorious.
Some boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty
that
notorious.
Guy, that guy gets what he wants.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's take a look at some b-holes. What do we got?
Pull.
See, this is trickier than you think because the real close up can be a real fucking.
Yeah.
I mean, that looks like a genital wart.
It doesn't look. Hold on. I mean, it goes deep in.
Is that one long hair coming out of it, or is like somebody fishing?
Oh,
the one on the left? It does look like fishing wire.
like they're going to make it talk in a movie and CGI it out?
Just from the ring around it, I would say, man, but like the deepness of it. It looks like, you know what? You know those things in the water where it's just a sinkhole in the water?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks like one of those. It's so deep.
Whirlpool? I think it's like a Russian or like European woman.
Right.
That's not trans, because trans is always, like,
spotless.
Immaculate.
Yeah. Unless you're a trans man, then you're trying to make it look as gross as possible.
Dude, trans men are like, how am I going to be a guy? Hair everywhere. Barbed wire tattoo around my arm.
Yeah, yeah.
Carabiner and wallet chain.
I mean, it looks like, yeah. Oh, there's a couple dots.
I'm going European woman.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow, that's, I mean, I'm going to go man.
All right, let's find out.
Audible, man.
All right.
Now do you zoom out?
Yeah, now we're going to see it zoomed out.
You really got to do the full zoom. Now I think you might have replaced.
Yeah!
Nice, yep. Dude.
That is a gentleman for people listening. That is a gentleman and a wife beater.
And that's why the angle, it was like, I didn't expect it to be on his butt with his legs up.
I mean,
spreading.
That is an expensive Uber from that asshole to his nutsack.
What an odd hair placement where he's just got like a perfect hamburger of hair around the asshole and then nothing
till
from taint, a clear taint,
taint
up to the balls,
up to really on the balls. It's hairy too. It's like, yeah, what a weird one.
And then his balls have mutton chops like Wolverine.
Yeah, his balls are very hairy. You'd expect that taint to be quite hairy as well. Who is this guy?
We just look up buttholes.
Do we have a background bio on him?
We don't, unfortunately.
Is he wearing a Seiko watch?
I don't know, but the baseboard molding in the back is pristine.
All right, so that's one for Ari, one for Ian, zero for the kid.
Ian, last second.
Yes. Ian for the last second. Yep. A buzzer beater.
Buzzer beater.
let's see the next butthole.
Whoa.
I mean, okay, now I'm trying to guess where... You know what I would like to see from the producer's booth? Instead of a replace, I would like to see just a zoom out. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So
like you see it become
like
the
slow
thing. Yeah.
The reveal.
Reveal itself. Now, right, this hair is wispier.
There's wispier, and this could be A, a woman who's grown it out, or B, a chick who's young enough to not know she needs to shave her asshole yet.
Yeah.
Which to me is a great vintage.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with chick.
I'm thinking lady on this.
I'm thinking man again.
Yeah, I'm gonna go lady. Woman, not lady.
Woman. I mean, I say woman.
She's
Ian,
definitely
say
posing
man?
Her I fucking butthole.
Because I feel like that leads to a vagina. So one of the ways we've been trying to guess on this.
Like what's on the outside?
What looks like it's what does it look like it's leading
I would say
towards?
On the bottom part of this would go where the vagina is.
Yeah, I'm saying that a vagina comes.
It looks
from
like
there.
If your dick went into it, it would like spin like a whirlpool down.
Yeah.
Let's see it. Man.
Oh, man.
Ah!
Wow, that's a hairy monster. I was right. That is where the vagina is.
Yeah.
Yep, you were right.
God damn, bitch. Shave your pussy.
That's a great butthole, but that is too much hair. That is
She's
straight
cute,
up.
Too.
She's beautiful. Real cute.
You gotta shave your fucking hair, lady. It ain't the 70s anymore.
I mean, this is a chick.
She might
that...
get paid extra. That might be. She might have grown that out for a set
of
shite.
No.
She takes care
no.
of her nails. Her fingernails are taken care of quite well.
Yeah. This is definitely a chick that just moved to Bushwick and realized what feminism is.
That's why they call it Bushwick?
More like Bush Lick.
Yeah. Whoa, that's the show, folks. Damn, I'm in the hole.
Two for me, one each for
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, Ari's fucking in the lead.
All right, let's see another.
Right, beginner's luck.
This will be the last.
Luck of the Irish, but I'm not Irish, so go figure.
I'm going wild card trans.
I'm going trans on this because it's so clean. So people listening, yeah, this one is pristine.
Bleach, too.
Bleach, I would say, kind of looks like a crater on Mars.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go one further and guess whose it is. Aubrey Kate.
Aubrey, you know, okay.
I mean, if you're right, you win by default.
Yeah, that's a
wait,
double.
Wait, what are the votes?
I
trans.
Okay.
I also say trans.
I know the problem is I'm a good statistician and a gamesman, so I know if I guess trans, I will win this if this is the last one. But however, I believe. I mean, it looks trans. I could see how they would like. I would.
Aubrey Kate or Chanel Santini.
It can't be a dude. Unless it's a homo dude. Do homos...
unless it's a twink.
We have seen some twink buttholes
that
are pretty...
That could be a twink. That
do,
could
do
be a groomable
these guys generally go one of each?
Butthole.
No, they mix it up.
They mix it up. You know what? I'll give you guys a chance. I'm gonna go twink boy.
You know, twink boy.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Damn.
I knew it.
No, that's trans.
I knew it was trans.
Damn.
Yep, I don't know
I was
going
to guess trans, but I didn't.
I'd like
let
to
let you guys
her.
Back in it. It's Thai.
All right, you and me are tied.
All three of us.
Thai? I don't know.
All
I think
three.
She might be Chinese or Korean.
Woo! Hell yeah. Dude, we did Chippers yesterday, and you were on fucking fire.
Because that's my actual sense of humor.
Jesus Christ. That was fucking awesome.
He was in studio?
Yeah, he gave it here. It was so
great.
Fucking fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of
I've
fun.
I've chipped my... I've been obsessed with Chip so long that so many women I've driven crazy with Chip and
Listening to Chip?
Dude, I remember one time this older lady asked me for a massage and her husband wasn't home. And I was like, well, yeah, but you got to take your bra off.
Oh, no.
So I'm rubbing her back and I'm like, I'm probably going to fuck this lady. And I took my dick out. She looked at it. And she saw my dick ring. She goes, oh, I feel like I'm going to chip a tooth. And I went, what's that?
Oh, no.
And she put her shirt back on and went, I'm not going to blow Chip Chipperson.
He's a really terrible radio host.
Chip?
Yeah.
He's my favorite human being.
I've never met him as a guy. He steps on lines. He's just like, doesn't get your plugs out in any way. He's self-centered. He's the most self-centered of any radio podcast host I've ever met.
I wonder how I would be prepared to broadcast with someone like that better than any other human being on God's green earth.
Chip is just a caricature of Lewis.
Yeah,
how did I just not say that word?
Yeah. Caricature.
Fucking spent 3 days a week next to Spick Spickerson.
So what else? What else in the news? Like, I don't know, Lewis. What else is in the news? Look that up.
All right, let's see what's in this package.
This is Lewis's favorite move.
You guys can bring up a shirtless Girthless while we're doing this.
Oh, yeah. This is Lois's favorite move. We get a great show planned for today.
Yeah, and it's like, does that mean you have not planned
silence.
Anything?
Yeah.
Let's see what Lewis
gets.
Let's
see what's
in
the box.
From all San right. Diego.
This is our new segment on the show, opening other
stealing
people's mail.
Stealing Lewis's stuff.
Yes.
Oh, Lewis J. Guts.
Okay.
Let's read this first.
This is pretty fancy.
Yeah. By the way, if I want it, if something I want, I'm taking it.
Should I call Lewis and tell him we're
no,
doing this right now?
Not at all.
We'll see it.
He might be on a plane right now.
Oh.
Ideally.
Dear Lewis, thank you for leading the Legion of Nah, he doesn't lead it. I lead it. Lita Skates being the most real-ass comedian there. My team specialized custom gift. I made you a real-ass gift. A gift cut. Come on, a slice and gun. Okay, whatever.
Was it a knife?
Thank you to Eric Gilman. Let's see what it is. A Cutco.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
This is going to be a nice piece.
Oh, it is. It's a very nice knife.
Oh, wow. That's great.
That is great. It's beautiful.
Look at that.
Cutco knife.
Wow.
Oh.
Does it have Lewis's dad's name on it?
Oh, wait. It says, Lewis J. Gomez, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Oh, that's so nice.
Ari, that's going to look so good in your kitchen.
Won't it? Yeah. I know exactly where to put it. I have this metallic, like, a magnet thing. It'll go right up there. People are like, why do you have that? I'm like, because of theft.
That's great.
That is great. And for the chicks I bring over that cut themselves.
Yes.
It's serrated.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
By the way, if you are... in any point in your life, gonna kill somebody.
Yeah.
What a great move to kill them with that.
With and Lewis
leave it
at Lewis's
name
on
it.
Yes.
At the scene of the crime.
Yes.
And it says, hey, PRS, please shoot me a DM or text to confirm you got this gift. See it, skank. You will not. He'll never see this. Best day of my life. No. That's your picture of him with Lewis.
I'll put that up.
And then, wow, his card so we can order more and promote. Wow. And there's a sharpener. Well, that I'll take two.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
That is great.
See how, sharp it is. See if you could cut the letter with the knife.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll sharp that.
Right there.
What letter?
The actual letter.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard, though. I mean, wow.
Look at that. That is sharp.
You know what? That's a good knife.
Yeah, that's a great knife. Congrats, Ari.
Wow. Thanks.
Good
wow.
For you. As our guest, you earned that.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
That's it's what good you to get be here. For winning Guess the Butthole.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And that's a nice little headband.
Yeah. This is my favorite part.
Ari
of it.
Looks like a newborn baby girl. Oh, that's so great. Wow. Fuck Lewis.
Fuck Lewis, y'all.
Yeah. Fuck Lewis.
All right. Let's look at a little shirtless Girthless before we get out of here.
Oh, wow.
All right, Ari. So on this one.
That's
speaking of knives, that guy's cut.
So this
are we doing
Girthless.
A new score, or is this adding
yeah, this
to the last
new,
score?
New game.
Okay. I mean, we're tied, so it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Shirtless Girthless.
I mean, whoever wins this gets a knife.
Ari earned the knife. So what we're going to be guessing today for Shirtless Girthless, based on this man's top half, we're going to be guessing cut or uncut.
Oh.
Hard or soft.
Oh.
Slurp or no slurp.
Or
would you?
Big or just size.
Right, right,
so,
right.
So cut, size, and hard.
I think he's got a hammer.
I'm going to go right away to what I'm most sure of, not hard. I think that's hanging straight down.
Totally. I'm saying not hard, not cut. This guy is European, and it's a fucking dangler.
See, I don't see European here. I see
an American boy.
Yeah, I see football player, young American boy, moved to L.A. with aspirations. This is what he wound up doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's at some rich guy's pool,
justifying
an older gentleman.
It. No, well, that's good.
Yeah, hey, listen, I'm provided for.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to worry about
too.
Anything.
Hey, listen.
Like yeah. This is not what I thought I was going to be doing. So I'm going to go soft, good hang, cut.
You got to assume it's big.
Yeah.
And
that's it's a big pose.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big dick pose.
We're all going soft.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he would be looking at it or have a different look on his face if it was hard.
Circumstances.
Yeah, you can't nonchalantly look into the distance with a hard on.
Ian, did you say cut or uncut, my friend?
Uncut.
Ian okay. said uncut. I'm going to go with cut and not that big.
Wow.
All right. So,
but like, who would take a picture like that if you weren't the
what?
Damn hard.
Wow.
Hard.
Whoa.
Hard. Tiny.
Hard. Not big. That impressive.
And cut.
Wow.
So
wow.
I was 2 for 3.
Yeah.
None of us got the hardness.
No.
Damn. That looks like a Photoshop.
And we all thought he was like... going to have a huge one, and he's got a real mediocre.
Can
dome.
I be honest? Yeah. I thought it was going to start higher and be a good hang down.
Yeah.
Now that it starts where, that is nothing to write home about.
That's a 5-incher, 4.5, 5-incher.
No, that's smaller than that.
You think so?
No, that's... Yeah.
That's like a 4-incher.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, first on Cheryl's Girthless. Surprisingly not that impressive on a hot guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty hot dude, though.
Yeah,
pretty
definitely.
Skirt iron is
a winner,
for sure.
That guy gets his way.
Yeah.
Okay, ask but for stuff and people want to give it to him.
So my question, I'm not a take it in the butt dude. Hey. Never really been my thing.
Never taken it in the butt.
No, never, not from a gentleman.
It's a little surprising.
Have you ever been with a guy?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I got a boyfriend right now.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Nah.
Going on a while now.
Liar. Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That rules.
I don't believe in bisexuality, though. I think shift back forth. That's what you are.
That's what
you
I've
are the last guy you fucked. Or the last thing you fucked.
That's the conclusion I've come to after years of, you know, examining it and everything. It's very much a spectrum.
All right,
it's like a seesaw. You know?
I'm a fucking fago today.
Yeah.
And then later you're like,
I'm a fucking straight stud. Adult yeah. man.
Yeah.
Yes. Hell yeah. That rules. Are you still with your chick?
No, that's long over.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, a long time ago. Years.
Hell yeah. Welcome to the club.
Thanks.
Well, let's see another cock. All right. Well, I feel like there's going to be a
obviously
bias
big.
Here.
What?
I feel like there's going to be a bias here.
Yeah. A racial bias.
But it could, you know what? This could be a real fool, tomfoolery.
You got to think the producers over there are going to give you like a harder one to guess.
I don't know, but this guy is so my type. This is, whew.
All right, so this is an African-American gentleman. Big smile.
Big smile.
Very happy.
Ripped.
Ripped.
Ripped, yeah.
Definitely has a lisp.
He looks like one of those white blacks, though. He looks like I can't give you a fucking sports reference, but like a San Diego black. You know, like
definitely not an Atlanta black.
No, like a twang, like just like
if someone had bought this guy's body in the movie Get Out, this was the first photo shoot they would have done.
Uh-huh.
Mm. I feel like this is a guy from the South that got a lot of shit for being gay and like light skin, and then he moves to California or New York to like start over, like fit in. And I'm all about it.
All right, so I'm saying
if somehow he gets wind of this, call me.
I'm going uncut, big. Damn, where would it be? Where are the hardest?
I'm going darker than his skin.
Yeah,
hanger, cut, but fucking
soft, big, uncircumcised.
Yep, juicy.
You're saying uncircumcised?
No, I'm saying circumcised.
Yeah, I'm saying I haven't seen a lot of uncircumcised black guys.
Oh, really? Interesting.
I have up close and personal. Right, looked in their foreskin like a telescope.
A kaleidoscope.
A kaleidoscope.
Which ironically was his sister's name. So I'm going plump but not hard.
Plump. Oh, right.
Plumped up. I'm going.
It's a hard angle.
Because I feel like if it was hard, it would be in the
photo.
You'd
be in a shot. It would be in the shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm
resting
going,
on his leg.
I'm going to go cut. And I'm going to go, decent fucking size. Pretty nice size. Are we all tuned in?
So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. What did you say, Ari?
Uncut, soft, big.
See that cock.
See that?
Damn.
What?
Fucking
hard, small,
dude,
cut.
That is the white guy's penis.
Yeah, and you thought it was going to be darker. It's quite a lot lighter.
It is white on top.
It looks like a transplant.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for that guy.
Why
that,
good for
that
him?
Guy's dick is gentrified.
Yeah. San Diego black.
Yeah, the whites moved in up top and pushed the blacks down.
So, game changer for people listening.
Wow.
A hard,
small,
light.
A hard
light
white
skin.
Penis.
A hard pink dick. Like a fucking terrier.
Good hang on the balls too. Good,
yeah. Like, nice black seam. Balls.
Talk. Has a good seam.
Black balls.
I mean, this
well maintained pubes, almost like angel wings.
And he's jocking stereotypes.
Yeah,
that is a white penis.
Just like he lost a bet.
Doesn't that sound like a new age, like?
And then had to get his dick trade. He had to trade a dick with a buddy.
Oh right, yeah.
Does that sound like a new, like, white age critical race theory book? White penis, black man.
It does.
Wow, real fucking game changer here. Damn.
Good for him.
But you know what?
I didn't get
he's
any.
He's confident and he's happy.
Cut, yeah. Soft.
Big. All right, let's do one more for the championship.
Anyone who said cut got a point for that, but I.
None of us.
Zach
got
and Ian got said cut.
Yeah, but none of us got small.
Anything else? No one.
None
got
of us
any
got
points
small,
for.
Like a little tic tac.
So I'm 2 points out of the two of them.
Yeah.
All right, let's see one last one, and then let's.
Okay. The
going by
here.
Now, but going by all the right, game,
we're now looking at.
We just saw a black guy with a small dick.
Yeah, and now we have Peng Dang over here.
Yeah. We have Goku's
hairy,
penis.
Hairy for an Asian, though.
Hairy
so you got to think,
Asian.
Like, who knows?
He's deep, Japanese.
Deep belly button.
Very deep.
Deep belly button, yeah.
Weird hair around the nipple.
Yeah, longer hair on the nips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying this guy, I don't know why I keep going to this, but this guy's got a...
This is a manly Asian.
Uncut for sure.
Okay.
Uncut. The only cuts Asians do, Japanese specifically, is when they fucking stab themselves out of embarrassment to the family.
Yes. A seppuku, if you will. This guy... has a brown penis.
Oh.
Uncut.
I really Ian goes for the questions no one's asking.
Yes.
He's really lusciously thinking about it.
Yes. I'm a unique voice in the bi community where I don't think it's real.
Should we start giving points for color as well?
Yeah, I think so.
So I think we've got a hanger. It's blue and it's over his right shoulder.
There is a hanger in the back.
Oh, yeah. Can you see anything in the mirror?
He's
now.
At his family's dry cleaning place.
Come out front. We have customer.
I'm going to go
Mom.
Massive. Uncut,
yeah.
Massive.
I'm playing the game. If we just saw a small black dick,
yeah.
I think we're going to see a nice Asian uncut, hog.
Massive, low-hanging, not hard. Even though, man, maybe he's hard. The way he's looking, that's a picture he took for somebody. Look, he's all butted up backwards against the plant. The plant's coming through his underarm.
I'm saying not hard, uncut, big, because we just got to roll the dice on this one.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, too.
A big, uncut...
hard or soft?
I'm going to go soft just to mix it up.
The color of Ari's beard is what I say.
Wow. You're obsessed with the color of this man's dick.
Yeah, wow. I'd say it's a straight racist yellow.
Ian, either way, when he pulls it out of you, it's going to be brown.
it's going to be brown.
Go to the videotape.
My hole is
Wait,
clean.
Ian, what were your other... Besides brown, what do you think it looks like? I missed
Me?
That. Yeah.
Yeah, what was
I
your call?
That.
I said brown.
No, other no, but what are colors?
Oh, uncut, like a aardvark's nose.
Okay, and
let's
size
see
and softness, size and capacity.
So, it's average, soft.
Okay, so we all say soft.
My head. Yeah, we all say soft. Then I'm gonna say hard. I'm going hard. Last minute, audible hard.
All right, let's see it. Show me brown.
Whoa!
Penis.
Whoa!
Thick and brown.
I was right about brown.
And cut, right?
Cut?
Yeah.
Those are some balls.
Zoom in on this fucking dude's dick.
Those are meaty fucking
meaty
balls.
Meaty balls.
All right, so
look
that's...
at those soup dumplings.
We're going to call that soft.
Yeah, we're
but
call
that
it
soft.
Is... That's thick.
That is three pumps from hard.
That's a horse cock.
Like
that's
that.
Literally a horse cock. Put a horse cock right next to that guy's cock.
Like
first of all, the amount
hair.
Of pubes that go up to his belly button and around...
There's no stopping of the pubes.
No,
but
I don't like straight pubes.
We got to talk about these balls.
They're
oh, my
amazing.
God. They're so long. They're about like mine. They hang to the level of the head.
Yeah.
Those are, I mean, did you guys just look up fucking stereotype breakers?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
I
say they look
I have
like
no idea what he searches for to get these images.
He just goes to his phone.
They look like delicious soup dumplings.
I mean, such a sheen on the dick, too. It's like a
it
shiny,
is shiny
black. It's like a new Acura.
That guy has got...
He fucks Fast and Furious.
A fucking... He drifts into the pussy. That wow. So what's our final tally? Because that
I blew it.
I think our final tally is impressed.
Yeah. Holy fucking shit.
I blew it. Damn, big.
I mean, I'd like to. That was great.
Fatty.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hungry now.
I know, right?
Ian and Zach both have 4, and Ari has 3.
Wow. All
right. Well, congrats, we are going to give the victory to Ari Shaffir anyway, because he won a knife.
Yeah.
He won dignity.
Yes.
And he won our favorite person of the week. Let's call the show here, I think.
Let's do it.
Thank you so much to our guest, Ari Shaffir. We didn't do plugs.
Oh, plugs real quick?
Anything you want people to check out?
Yeah, go to my YouTube page, youtube.com/AriShaffir, where you can hear my podcast, Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. You can also hear it on RSS everywhere.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Zach Amico's been on there. And Ian has been
on
there.
Yeah, so I got a lot of great...
Start with those two episodes.
I got a really great response from the episode, man. I still get messages about it, so thank you.
Yeah, man, same.
Hell yeah.
Ian, what do you want?
This weekend, I'm at Philadelphia Helium with Dave Attell. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be at Cellar Vegas first week in September. Got a bunch of other stuff coming up. iAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. And ianfidance.com for my dates.
Fantastic. Guys, just check me out on Instagram at Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. This Friday is Friday the 13th, so we're watching Friday the 13th Part 3 in 3D. And then Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. We are also now, our entire archives are free on Tubi. If you have Tubi, T-U-B-I, all our episodes are up there. We're going to go back to having people in September. And keep an eye out for my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm, doing conventions and drive-thrus for the next few months before we do a Blu-ray. And thank you very much. We are going to wrap the show up. I just want to say thank you so much to our guest, Ari Shaffir.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome. Thanks,
you're the best, my friend. Me. And for now, this is Zach and Ian saying bye, guys. Hey, everybody, before we skedaddle, if you love this podcast, and I know you do, you might enjoy some of the other podcasts available at gasdigitalnetwork.com. This week, we're highlighting the Realist Podcast with hosts Luis J. Gomez and me. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com or catch the latest 20 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. I give Luis a lot of shit, rightfully so. But he is one of the best dudes and greatest broadcasters in the world today. And I am very lucky to get to sit next to him 3 days a week. I'm really proud of the show we do together, and I hope you dig it. Here's a clip.
Anyway, I do like her, and I'm sorry. Sorry I'm being mean to you. You know I'm just joshing you, right?
Yeah.
That's Shane's online persona. He's an asshole, but he's actually just a nice person.
No, I feel bad about it. I objectified you. You couldn't hear it with the mic.
I didn't like to be objectified. They're all lying.
Yeah, this is all in good fun. Hey, leotard and reotard. Next joke.
I'm putting that on my business card. Leotard, reotard.
Hold on. I'm gonna
Need you, I'm gonna need you for this next. This next. Stay here.
Her business card is a pair of panties. She leaves the next day.
She just read on the inside. I mean, it's pretty funny, isn't it?
I'm not hungry because then I have to eat them. So you know.
What?
That needed a tag.
Do you guys want to try to do a quick round of plugs while he's away this time?
Yeah.
I just have this ink. Oops. 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 I sprayed you with ink. What? Dude. She goes,
what?
She got serious. She goes, but this is like going to disappear, right?
Yeah, it doesn't. Is this not disappearing? I
hope this is $35 on Amazon, you piece.
This might be one of disappearing ink before I looked at the bottle, and I never once confirmed that it's actually disappearing ink. This might be worth the entire weight that Lewis just fucked up that leotard.
It's only disappearing ink if it's what Lewis signs his child support checks in.
Yeah, he goes, Beatrice, you can't cash a check with no autograph on it.
Fuck yeah.
So that ink will disappear. eventually.
Oh, fuck. Well, eventually that's going to... Eventually we all disappear, you know? So
that sounds like a threat that he's going to tell her on the car ride home.
Fucking blue ink.
I just take an Uber home and then...
I actually think it already disappeared.
Yeah, no, I think it's disappeared. I think it's gone. Ta-da! Fuck you. I love that now he's not. He has no confidence. His confidence is shot in his tricks.
Yeah.
And, dude, he had to go buy... He bought disappearing ink. Lewis, how do you not know it's the disappearing ink you bought? We go, oh, no, it's just like the other ink that I
You don't have other ink around the house. You're not writing.
Yeah, what do you have, a quill pen? You use a fucking feather to write letters? Curious James, one day you'll read this, and the world will be a different place.
Sorry, Zach, do you punch up on this? I'll send you 3/4 of my ink.
Zach, I have a messaging bird bringing you my latest scrolls.
Hell yeah. She's rubbing herself. Hell yeah.
Guys. Hell yeah. I'd really like to be there in the morning when Lewis is hungover with eyeliner on.
Oh, dude. Looking
in the fucking mirror like, oh, God.
It's waterproof, too, so it's not going to come off for a while.
We're doing another trick. The lovely Jessica, everyone. Give it up for the lovely Jessica. Come on, everyone.
Yay. Jessica.
Yeah, all right. Fair to Midland.
All right, so here's what I need, Jessica.
Daniel, you seem tired, bud.
I'm tired. I'm hungry.
You're gassed, dude. Go get the mac and cheese and bring it in. Or do you have Bay? Bay will be pissed.
Come over here. Yeah, Bay and I are eating.
We don't know. We can stand. Maybe, no, you know, should we? No, we'll sit. We'll sit. Come here.
Bay's going to get you for not eating the cheese.
No, I'm
okay. So, Jessica, do me a favor. Show here.
Just go.
Show everyone your
hands. Now I can see that it is material. I didn't think it was material.
No, turn them over. Now bring them toward me.
It was the first time we ever seen Lewis and thought, that's material.
Make 2 tight fists. Okay. Now, Dan, I want you to pick one, left or right?
Left.
Okay. So what I want you to do is take your right hand away. Jessica, pick left. I'm going to take my left hand as well. Okay. And I'm going to take some blunt ashes.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to start rubbing them into the center of my hand. Jessica, tell me, really concentrate on the center of your left hand, Jessica. Concentrate on it. Really, do you feel anything? Do you feel anything in the center of your hand, Jessica? No, that's not your fingernail, Jessica. Do you feel anything? Do you feel anything in your hand?
I feel fear.
Anything?
I feel like I want to go home.
I feel my Nana trying to reach out to me from beyond the grave.
Oh, Jessica, run! Show your hand to the camera. Show your hand to the camera. Show your hand to the camera. Your bodily rent.
There's ashes there.
Wow.
There's no way I looked at that girl and didn't think she had some burns on her.
Yeah, come on. What are we doing?
Stinkmata. Fucking look at this guy.
Give in to your hands.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Now, you obviously you just put a quarter in your mouth during a pandemic.